He was smart enough not to risk a bullet unless he could score a kill with the first shot, but with me moving like I was, he couldn't be sure. Even if he got a bullet into me at that distance, I might ride away, or if I fell, my horse might be frightened off. Circling as I was, I could bring my rifle to bear at any moment, and I was able to make him move as I wanted. He spoke to the woman, saying something I could not make out at that distance, and then he stood up, his hands empty. I moved in closer then, keeping them lined up ahead of me. He was surely carrying a handgun, and I did not like the way she was keeping one hand hidden in the folds of her skirt. Either or both of them might try a sneak shot at me. Looked to me like I'd ridden into a nest of rattlers. At 50 yards, I drew up once more, taking my time and looking them over. My rifle was held pistol fashion in my right hand, and I was a fair shot from that position. "You shed that small gun," I told him. "And tell your woman that if she doesn't drop that pistol, I'll shoot both of you."
"You'd shoot a woman?"
"If she's holding iron on me," I said, "I'd shoot her as quick as you. You tell her to drop it, mister, if you figure to watch the sunset tonight." He unlatched his gun belt and let it fall. And that girl, she walked over to a blanket near the fire and dropped her gun. Then I rode up to them, watching like a cougar watches a rattler. He was a slim, wiry young man, scarcely more than a boy, and he wore city clothes, but they were dusty now. He had a square, pleasant-looking young boy's face. Only when you got close enough, you could see his eyes were not pleasant now. The girl was not more than 18, I'd guess, and she was pretty as a white-tailed pony. And the two of them were alike as two could be. As for me, I knew what they saw looking at me, and it wasn't much. My jaw was blunt and my nose had been broken, and I carried most of my 215 pounds in my chest and shoulders. I had a 50-inch chest above a rider's small waist and biceps and neck that measured 17 inches around. My fists were big and hard, the kind a man can get from wrestling big steers, wild mustangs, and wilder, rougher men. The wool shirt I wore had been red at one time, but had faded, and my vest was made from the hide of a black and white cow. Nothing I wore or owned was new, and my outfit was beat up, rained on, and sand-weathered, and that included me, too. Along with it, I had a stubble of beard on a face deep browned by the sun and green eyes that showed up lighter than they were against my...